Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Lebatard. I am hoping that they keep in that weird sound that Pablo just made where he was sort of restless and bored, getting you ready for our show today. That's Pablo Torre and Mina Kimes. Let's get started.
That was just general diffuse anxiety. Enjoy.
Is Max Scherzer's tweet a bad sign for the baseball season?
Okay, you can read whatever you want from Max Scherzer on these tweets in his words. You can say, is this Scott Boras's client talking as Scott Boras, as Trevor Bauer has alleged, or is it Max Scherzer? Regardless of what these words say, it's bleep off owners. We're going to come back to you with a different proposal, and we don't care what this proposal said. And what I would say to you is that this sport, more than any other, would be in jeopardy, because what do you always hear when football and basketball have labor stoppages? What you hear is the players can't withstand what the owners can. But in baseball, Max Scherzer certainly can. If you increase his health risk, he'll just go home and he doesn't have to play. Baseball doesn't have a salary cap because baseball is always willing to take the public relations hit on a work stoppage fighting over money. And it's why they don't have a salary cap and why they have so much money. This is exactly what the unions before this one stood for. They don't care that it's a pandemic. They want their money. It's not about love of the game, and they're not going to let the owners get away with this, because the owners have a real problem on their hands here when it comes to leverage. Here is where their franchises can actually depreciate, when those franchises never depreciate.
We've been talking about this story for weeks now, and all along I've been saying people are never going to side with the players, right? At a time when so many people are struggling financially, it's just hard to empathize with these guys and their quibbles, even if there are billionaire owners on the other side. But I saw this tweet and the reaction to it, Dan, and I've changed my mind. I actually think sentiment on this issue has moved because the owner's latest proposal was so transparently obnoxious. They are treating this like a normal negotiation where you play hardball, throw out some unrealistic offers, and then hope to meet in the middle at the very last second. But these are not normal times. And it seems to me that they have succeeded not only in inflaming the players to the point where it's no longer a negotiation at all, but they've also lost ground in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, the worst case scenario here is that this is exactly actually what the owners wanted to happen. They wanted the union to look at their offer and say, this is so obviously unacceptable that now we must waste even more time moving backwards and then resetting and starting from before zero. So that's the worst case. The best case, though, is also pretty embarrassing, because even if you forget the whole greedy billionaires versus tone-deaf millionaires kind of tribalism that is overlaying any sort of labor negotiation, this is just a bad offer. Like, pretend it's Shark Tank. You are out on this immediately. And it's not even because maybe you want to see baseball really bad or you don't. It's just unreasonable. You're going to ask Mike Trout to give $14 million to Artie Moreno, even though Artie Moreno doesn't need it at all. That just is a non-starter to begin with. And meanwhile, the only person I think who is maybe sitting back and laughing here is our man Blake Snell, who is in his gamer chair saying, bro, I was trying to tell you guys, bro, I was right the entire time, bro.
Do you like the quiet and humble Baker Mayfield more or less?
This is exactly why it is that I was rooting for the Cleveland Browns to win last year, because I did not want this to happen. I did not want that position, so antiseptic, guys giving you boring answers on purpose, to swallow the one guy who came in with personality, who if you added the ego and arrogance, some winning, you would have gotten more personality. Instead, you've turned him into another one of these drones, burned by social media, burned by public reaction, and now he doesn't want to be a distraction. He wasn't as good as he should have been last year. He's probably the primary reason that that team underachieved, and because he talked so much, he can't talk now. So he goes on a Zoom meeting and is purposely boring to tell you he's here to be silent. Again, while on a Zoom meeting, not being silent, but being the dull equivalent.
But Dan, I have some good news for you. I don't think this strategy is going to work at all, because the strategy seems to boil down, as it so often does for athletes in an offseason, to, I figured out the problem. I'm going to become a totally different person. I'm going to rewire my entire brain and personality. This will be my redemption. And I don't buy it. And I know this because I myself am on Twitter way too much, just lurking pathetically. And I always tell myself I am not going to engage in my mentions. I am not going to do it. But then someone offers up a tasty Colin Coward morsel, and you know instantaneously Baker Mayfield is going to be back on his computer responding to that because the dunk is too enticing to pass up.
Yeah. Having spent time with Baker, the impression I got was he has been this way his entire life. I don't think one season of comeuppance is going to change him. I think the personality, the bravado will return the second he succeeds. I do think he is trying to modulate, you know, his public persona because of the backlash he received last year, right? The Browns didn't struggle because Baker Mayfield talked trash. They struggled because of bad play calling, an offensive line in shambles, his mechanics suffering as a result. But people relished that struggle because he talked trash. I think he saw that, but the second those struggles go away and he performs well, he'll go back to being his old self.
Mina, were you at all self-conscious about starting your very thorough and excellent analysis with having spent time with Baker? Because you didn't just name drop there. Like, were you at all self-conscious about that when you started the thought that way?
No, actually, because unlike Pablo Torre, who constantly draws on his, you know, journalistic experiences, I did profile him. I wrote a cover story about Baker Mayfield.
A cover story.
She hit you with the quote marks.
I want to find that issue and put it behind me right now.
That'd be great.
Where is it?
We'll go to commercial.
Are you gazing at your wall of framed covers right now? Hold on. Does Mina Kimes have a wall in her home that is just for magazine covers? Because I am obviously praying at the altar of my personal vanity, but not even to that extent have I got.
There's another one. There's Aaron Rodgers. There's so many, I don't know.
Where's the Baker one?
Pablo, where are yours?
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
Oh, no, there's an earthquake in my house. Oh, no. I'm cutting out. I'm sorry.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like animal control when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
How should Bill O'Brien feel about J.J. Watt's endorsement of his coaching?
All right, so Captain America, when he is acting and speaking in front of cameras, he says the right things that he thinks that fans want to hear, and people do believe him to be sincere. But he was stumped when asked the easiest question in the world, which is, just tell us how good your coach is, and look at what happens.
You're there on the inside. What makes Bill O'Brien a good head coach? He's got two new play callers with him. It's a little bit different role. What makes him good at leading this team?
I think his job is to do just that, is to lead the team, is to obviously he's more of an offensive guy than a defensive guy, so it's to lead the overall team, but then to lead the offense, and now with his other roles as well, is to general manage, is to do everything within the organization. That's his role, and I think that's what obviously he excels at.
So the answer is, why is he such a good coach? The answer is because he's a coach. And that's it. That's all he said to you there with some pacifying gestures, sort of rubbing his hands through his hair, uncomfortable. he just told you that Bill O'Brien's not a good coach. That's what he just said.
In J.J. Watt's defense, or I guess in Bill O'Brien's defense, if you ask defensive players on a team where the coach is offensive-minded, they don't usually spend a ton of time with them, but that was pretty bad. It basically sounded like he was, you know, assigned an essay on Bill O'Brien and began with, the dictionary defines coaches, and then smash that double space button and increase the margins as much as he could. And it's especially bad because, as you pointed out, Dan, it's J.J. Watt, who we know is a smooth talker, but he was not very smooth there.
He refused to lie. Is there any greater indictment of someone's relationship that you won't even lie to strangers about that person? J.J. Watt would have been better off doing this. Oh, no, there's an earthquake in my house. Oh, no. I'm just cutting out. I'm sorry.
He could have just stopped moving and pretend like the Zoom had frozen. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Geico has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
With thousands of locally owned NAPA stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a NAPA Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at NAPA Online, you can count on NAPA know-how.
Do you question if A-Rod should say yes to this?
All right, so Jose Canseco, I will remind you, at the time of Michael Jordan, there was across the sky a star that was right there with Michael Jordan once upon a time in American sports, and it was Jose Canseco. And here, he does not like A-Rod very much. He wished everyone a happy Mother's Day except for Alex Rodriguez. He's always going after. It must make him crazy that A-Rod like was banned for the sport for a year and ends up J-Lo, more relevant than ever, and Sunday Night Baseball. And here's Jose Canseco saying, how about we bare knuckle fight here? And my favorite part, media's wrong like always. I'm interested in fighting. There should be a celebrity division. By the way, A-Rod, I challenge you to a bare knuckle fight. There's some spelling issues there. It also ignores that there once was famously a boxing match that Jose Canseco was supposed to have in South Florida, but he instead sent his twin brother Ozzy, who had different tattoos, and that's where the scam fell apart. My favorite comment there was somebody asking, does he want to fight A-Rod or just a generic rod, like a rod of some sort?
Somebody recently told me that 90% of the accounts that celebrities engage with on Twitter or fight with are bots, right? And I'm not saying Jose Canseco is a bot, but if you were to build a bot based on everything you know about Jose Canseco, including his speech patterns, his thoughts, opinions, that is exactly what that bot would be.
I love how one-sided this is. Alex Rodriguez has responded to exactly zero of Jose Canseco's overtures, and there have been many, and they have been personal, and they involve J-Lo, and they involve infidelity allegations and all of this, all of which makes Jose Canseco like Alex Rodriguez's old friend from home. Like, A-Rod Dan is trying to be America's sweetheart, but here's Jose Canseco being like, I remember you. You did drugs. I said you did drugs, and you did the drugs. You're A-Rod. Does no one else know who you really are? And A-Rod just like walking by like, nope, not at all. America's sweetheart, coming through.
Tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. on ESPN2. The KBO.
Okay, I believe that Carl Ravitch and Boog Sciambi have the worst jobs in the history of this network on television, having to get up in the middle of the night multiple times a week to broadcast games in a different country with players that none of us know. But South Korea has fallen in love with our broadcasters. They are now huge stars. Carl Ravitch gets a song sung about him.
Kalabichi, rabichi, na 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 na. Kalabichi, rabichi, na 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 na. Kalabichi, rabichi, na 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 na. ESPN, we are with you. Kalabichi, rabichi, na 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 na. Kalabichi, rabichi, na 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 na. Kalabichi, rabichi, na 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 na. ESPN, we are with you. Post the second thought to home, banya.
Mina will continue dancing. Pablo, it's going to be stuck in my head all weekend. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued, and I'm kind of reluctant to say why I'm intrigued, but all right, fine. So I was at Boog Sciambi's charity baseball event, and that is where I met Carl Ravitch. Except I met Carl Ravitch as Carl Ravitch and I were both coming out of stalls in the bathroom. For some reason, our mutual first instinct was to shake hands.
Right out of the stall.
A second thought.
You are disgusting.
Mr. Baseball Tonight, he's from my childhood. I wasn't thinking straight. I don't know what he was thinking, but...
You have betrayed him on television by making him unsanitary. He didn't ask for any of that. Mina, are you intrigued? You did a great job singing that song.
Thank you very much. I am intrigued. You know that the Koreans love him because Carl Ravitch is not an easy word to say. Right? If you speak Korean, by the way. I am afraid, however, that now that we are airing that on this program, my mom is going to see it, and I am going to get a text from her saying, why don't they have a song for you?
Oh, that's so true. Yes. Are we going to make one? Is Pablo going to make one? Are we going to end the show with Pablo making one for Mina Kimes? That was a lot of fun. Check out both of Mina Kimes' podcasts, the Mina Kimes podcast with Lenny, her dog, and also ESPN Daily. Mm-hmm. Pablo doesn't have any podcasts. He doesn't have a song. He doesn't have much of anything other than a terrible mustache.
Da 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 Mina da 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 da.
You're just doing the same song. Da, 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 you didn't even come up with a new song. That's
the original composition.